doing with you this time. We are pleased to feel the love which emanates from each one when asking for help for others. I would like to begin this time by offering some thoughts to that great creative force from which we come. We ask that all conditions that come to us are accepted with love and as tests in this our earthly lives. We accept that these conditions are part of our spiritual unfoldment. We thank you for the intelligence to understand these things and the power that may be used to change the conditions of our life. We also give thanks for that power of will which enables us all to overcome diseases within this world. But to do this, we have to have an overriding will, power of the will and thought. The vibration must be much greater than any of your diseases which exist in this world. We have, my dear friends, understanding now of all of these things. And it is appropriate on this evening of many healing thoughts given that we return the thoughts to the great creative force. That within yourselves you recognize the power within. When we have finished speaking at this time, I feel it would be most appropriate for each one of you to recognize where you stand on your own spiritual unfoldment, and therefore to offer words and thoughts of what you would like now to achieve. I hope, my dear friends, you can agree to do this time.
Yes,
of course.
Just quietly, if we sit quietly, yes. Perform what we would
hope for each one to speak out so others may hear. hear and understand also what is trying to be achieved by each individual.
Yes, I see.
You may be surprised by how many comparisons there are between. But it is something I feel would be good for you at this present time. But for now, I will take any questions that you may have for us.
Any questions? I know Richard has got one. Would you like to start, Richard?
Yes, Simon, you said the time I wasn't here the last, that there was something you would be able to explain to me.
Yes. We have been told of your latest experiences, and we are pleased to hear of this. But what I wish to say to you, my dear friend, is this, that from an early age you have been bombarded by thoughts and actions from our world, because always your life plan has been that you may follow the spiritual pathway, no matter what your physical life unfolds before you. Always you must follow the spiritual pathway. We have spoken, and I have told you that the time is right for you to grow, and this you have agreed with.
Yes. I'm still very confused as to what to do about that.
Yes, you must first of all have, my dear friend, acceptance that indeed what is happening is from our world. And although you are happy to have these happenings, there is a degree of non-acceptance deep within.
Yes.
So firstly, you must find within yourself that acceptance, and that you can bring forth the words of spirit. Because you see, my dear friend, you can be used in many ways spiritually. But as always, again, your free will always come into play. And the danger is that you will place your physical lifestyle before the spiritual. But it is possible with our help that the two can go hand in hand.
Should it mean a great change in my physical lifestyle?
No, not necessarily. As I say, it is possible to lead your physical life and still allow the spirituality to come forward. We will only make the opportunities when you are ready. We cannot interfere in your life. we can try to guide you, encourage you, but we cannot interfere. But what you experienced before was in fact an aspect of your own self with the help of the elementals and the angels which surround you.
Okay. More experiences like that would be helpful.
Once you accept, then we can give you more. It does not work the other way. After all, why should we give you these experiences if you are not prepared to accept?
I agree.
You agree, but you still find a difficulty in acceptance. But we will help you every step of your way.
Yes. Okay.
But of course, as you know, and which you will, we feel find difficulty with, is in giving of your time.
Yes, definitely see a difficulty.
Yes. But there is a way and there is a pathway for you to follow.
Okay. I'll try my hardest to find it.
We will help you. We will.
Thank you.
All we ask is for you to be open to all that we say. To all that you hear, to all that you feel. And the more that you accept, the more that we can give to you.
Okay.
Was there any question that you wish to ask of me?
No, not this one. Actually, there was one.
Yes.
The aspect of myself, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Would that be what I would call Simon, my twin?
It is the aspect of you spiritually, physically, that was your connection. Spiritually, there is that connection also, but it is more than that.
Okay. Okay.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Any more questions, anyone?
So I'd like to refer to some work that our Russian neighbours have been doing very recently. Professors Golod and Krasna Holovets, they have been building quite large hollow pyramids out of glass fibre and plastic, up to 44 metres high, and two good scientists, and they have conducted a number of experiments, and two of the interesting results are that firstly that water, as it cools to very low temperatures, minus 40 degrees centigrade, doesn't freeze. Another factor, seeds kept within the pyramid for a period. Germinate to give a crop yield that is between 20 and 100% greater than it would normally be. Now this sounds like an energy effect, and rather like the energy of the crop circles that we talked about some time ago. Regarding the increased crop yields from the seed. So I think we are beginning to have an understanding of the energy that is collected or enhanced by the aligned pyramid shape. Would you have any comments on that?
Yes, I understand your question. Always, not always, I beg your pardon, if you go back to the time of the ancient civilizations, they were much more aware of energies than you are at this present time.
Yes, I think some of us are just beginning to realize that.
Yes. What is happening with your Russian friends and their pyramid experiments is not new knowledge, but is knowledge that has been regained and is now beginning to be understood by men of your time. The ancient Egyptians in your world, in particular that race, had much more knowledge of energy and vibration and space travel. We have touched lightly about this before.
Yes, I'm sure we remember your words on that.
Yes. But perhaps you could think of many bodies that have survived at sub-zero temperatures without freezing. When you speak of the water which reaches certain temperatures and still does not freeze, it comes under the same energy. And I would say to you, your analogy of the experiments and your prop circles are indeed related to that same energy.
Yes.
It is an energy not fully understood as yet, but I have to say many are being helped in this field, so that the understanding is greater, and that these what are termed mysterious happenings can now be collected and collated together in understanding. The energy used is indeed of a higher vibration than currently known in your world. But do you remember remember, my dear friends, when I told you that sounds have their own vibration, and that one evening you made the sound within yourselves and you could feel that vibration within.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes.
In the same way, the shapes of many things have their own vibration. There are many people in your world now who find benefit from being within the shape of pyramids.
Yes, indeed.
Because of the energy which is created within.
Yes.
And if you think of the shape of the pyramid, you will begin to realize, my dear friend, that all lines reach to a pinnacle, as if the energy is being drawn upwards to a higher vibration.
Yes, and yes, I can say that radar does detect a column of
yes.
some kind of energy reaching, I think the figure was 1,000 meters above
yes.
The large pyramid.
And beyond, you will then find that the vibration becomes even finer. But
yes.
that is something not to be understood at this time.
Mm.
It is important for your scientists in your world now to recapture knowledge long lost.
Yes. And there is mention of meditation being enhanced within the pyramid structure.
Of course, because the energy reaches and goes from the top of the head, what is happening, but it reaches for the pinnacle.
Yes.
Can you see? Because the energy is drawn upwards and becomes even more refined.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, perhaps, my dear friends, this would be something for you all to consider this time, the shape of the pyramids and how the construction is ever upwards. And perhaps I will hear your thoughts next time.
And of course they have been found all over our planet.
Yes.
In days gone by.
The ancients were much more adept in their knowledge of these things.
Did our ancients actually have a name for the energy associated with pyramids?
Not that I can tell you.
Yes.
Of course they would have found a physical name
yes.
for their own use. But, yes, of course, they would have a name.
Yes, the Russian scientists are theorizing on this, and the name they have devised, they explain it in terms of what they call inner tons, these being energy units which divide, but that's their
yes.
theory at this time.
I have to say, if it is helpful, then put a name to these things. But what I would say to you, my dear friends, have the knowledge and the feel for these things. Names are unimportant. It is the recognition which is important.
And I think we recognize from the work done that the energy penetrates many things and alters their character in some way.
It is part of the scheme of life.
Yes.
It is just because it is the unknown to you as humans at this time. It is nothing extraordinary. In fact, I would call it most ordinary.
Yes. One nice thing is that the political relations between East and West are so much improved now. And this sharing of knowledge is, yes, is a very nice thing that is coming out of that.
As it should be. Do you not agree?
Yes.
Because mankind should be sharing with his brother, because all knowledge belongs to all people.
Yes. And we can really appreciate the good work that these Russian scientists are currently doing. And thank you for giving us your further words on all that.
Yes, well, I will look forward to the remarks brought to us next time. And whoever is absent will be asked at a future time. So this is something which we must discuss a little more of now that the topic has been raised.
Yes, thank you for that. It's wonderful.
It's interesting, Thomas, that a lot of the more simple people, like the Native American Indians, they had their wigwams constructed in that sort of shape.
Again, another very good example of the recognition of energy available. There really is, my dear friends, much in your history if you return and go back to ancient times, although the Indians that you speak of do not go as far back as those ancient civilizations of which I spoke previously. But their spirituality was great. Their knowledge was full of understanding and acceptance. But this is an opportunity for each one of you to think deeply about this matter. Now, I feel that we should go around each one of you this time to allow you to unfold from within what you would say to that great creative force about your own knowledge and unfoldment. And with those words, my dear friends, I will withdraw from you this time, but I will be listening to words sent out by each individual. As always, I leave you within the light of love. I leave you with the many thoughts which we have discussed. And I leave you always with the anticipation of our next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very interesting.